Today's episode is brought to you by multitasking, where you can waste time, be unproductive, and procrastinate all at once. Welcome to episode 2 of Wait, What Just Happened? I'm Terrence Pinkston.
I'm Bailey Riddle.
Well, happy February, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our second episode. We really appreciate the feedback we received from our first episode. You know, January felt like it lasted 10 years, and I'm not even exaggerating at that point. And now we're in the shortest month of the year, so you know what that means. It's going to feel like 11 years.
It'll last for 20 years. No, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like January went by so quickly.
Well, that was probably because you were working every day almost, right?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
That might have had something to do with it.
December.
Well,
no, I finally get like at least one day for the weekend now, which is nice. I'm not working 7 days a week every single week.
Well, that's a positive way to spend it. Sure. How was your one day? How was your one day off this week?
Oh, it's usually spent like doing all the things around the house that I need to do, like clean and cook lunches for the week. So it's really not a day off. It's just a day that I don't have to. A day that I don't get paid to work.
Oh, it's a day to prep. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, necessary things, but it's just nice to have one day where I don't have to think about everything going on at work.
So I kind of did something from last episode, if people remember the monkey tail beard story. And I said that, oh, maybe I'll try that whenever I trim up, right? And I've got a funny story here about that. But I did do it. I did trim it up and I did do the monkey tail beard, which I posted on our Twitter account. If you want to go take a look at that, at WWJH podcast. But I came out right from the whole trimming thing. And my wife goes, oh, well, that's different, you know, which means that looks stupid. Go shave it off. Right. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to try it for the show. We talked about it last week. And, you know, I thought it'd be fun to kind of give it a try. And so I meant to shave it off by the end of the night. Right. And one thing led to another. I got busy and I forgot about it. Right. And I mean, you don't really go around worrying about the hair on your face too much unless it starts to bother you. And since I just trimmed up, you know, it wasn't long. It wasn't itchy, nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. So, you know, I forgot about it. I got doing other things. And then I was watching a movie. And then before I knew it, oh, it's time to go to bed. So I went to bed. Well, whenever I woke up the next morning, I took a shower and, you know, And I got ready for work and I looked in the mirror. I didn't pay any attention to it. I don't know if I was out of my mind, if I was just focused on something else. For whatever reason, I forgot about it. I did my hair. You know, I got dressed. I went to work. I took off my mask to take a drink and my boss had a comment. And my boss was like, what in the hell happened to your face? And I said, oh my God, that was the first time that I noticed that it was there. And I felt so embarrassed.
I think the worst thing in all of this is that your wife let you leave the house with your face still looking like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, thanks for looking out for me. But secondly, I mean, it's, it goes to show you, I didn't think anything of it. And my boss, you know, she made that comment. I was like, oh my God, I felt so embarrassed, right? Okay, well, I was off the next day. So I was like, oh my God, as soon as I get home, I'm going to shave it off. I got home, I got to doing something else, and I forgot about it again. And I kept it for an additional day. And luckily, I mean, I was at home. I didn't go anywhere else. But, you know, it was embarrassing to have it at work. And needless to say, yes, I did shave it off. Okay, that's, you know, that was that. But fun experience that I will never try again.
Oh, man. What's your next crazy facial hair?
Oh, I think I'm going to stick away from the craziness for just a couple of years. I think I'll stick to the traditional, you know, the traditional beer that I've got going on and things like that. I don't know. Or even
Old Faithful.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe I'll just be clean shaven. But either way, that was an experience and something I never want to go through again. Well, one thing we forgot to mention on last episode was this podcast for the foreseeable future will be released bi-monthly. Now, weekly episodes might be something we'll explore at a later time. So in case you're wondering if you missed out last week or you're like, oh my God, they already stopped producing episodes. Don't worry, you didn't miss out. Also, if you want to send feedback or provide suggestions on what we should talk about, remember to send us an email to wwjhpodcast@gmail.com or connect with us on any of our social outlets. Additionally, we are still looking for another co-host or two to become an addition to the show. And if you have an outgoing personality, a general curiosity for the unknown, and want to help contribute to the show, email us. Well, on today's episode, we'll be discussing everything from worms in tonsils to people being released from jail when they're not supposed to the Hollywood sign being altered yet again. Yes, again. We'll have a wonderful discussion about sleep and why it's important that we get a lot of it and what to do if you don't get any. We'll introduce another segment called Pet Peeves. We'll talk about some pet peeves, give some recommendations, and round out the show with a weekly motivational story. But first, let's talk about the worm that was found in the tonsil of a Japanese woman with a sore throat. Everybody swallow real hard
like
on
just
that
the
one.
Sound of this gave me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I feel like there's something in the back of my throat now just thinking about it.
The article is from The Guardian, and I've heard about roaches and spiders climbing into your ears while sleeping, but never have I heard of someone getting a worm, much less a tonsil worm, from eating sushi. And I mean, I guess it's possible, and I'm definitely going to be more alert about what sushi I eat, where it comes from, and how long it's been sitting there. But this poor woman went to St. Luke's International Hospital in the Japanese capital of Tokyo, and they removed a long black worm with tweezers after the patient had complained about throat pain and irritation. Now, the worm itself was 38 millimeters, which is 1.5 inches long, and 1 millimeter wide. It was still alive after being retrieved from the woman's left tonsil. And after the worm was removed, her symptoms rapidly improved. I'm looking at a picture of it posted on The Guardian, and I'm like, oh my God, that came from your throat?
Yeah, like it looks like a garden worm.
It really does. Yeah, like a nightcrawler, right?
Oh my goodness. I don't even want to think about, like, that had to tickle, right? Like, and how did it just stay in her throat?
Yeah, yeah. How did it not make its way down the digestion tract, you know?
It's lucky it didn't end up in some stomach acid.
That's very true, yeah. It's lucky it didn't end up in any other part of her body. Can you imagine a worm, you know, like floating around making its way to your liver or to your kidneys, heaven forbid?
Oh, man. Okay, like, I don't want to get too gross here, but, like, imagine going to the restroom and you look in the toilet afterwards and hey, there's a worm.
I'd be going to my local veterinarian for that one.
Oh man, like, I love sushi, but this makes me think twice.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you a sushi eater?
Oh, I eat sushi all the time.
And you've never had any problems with worms or anything like that?
I have never had any problems with worms. But you know, we also have abundant seafood here, so maybe that's part of it is that it's cycled through quickly.
Just passes on through. That's it. I mean, now I'm going to be more cautious. Now I'm going to be more cautious every time I eat sushi. You know, I'm going to look at the bottom of the bowl and be like, oh, is there anything alive in there?
No more grocery store sushi.
That's it. Oh my goodness. Well, the next story, I can't believe that this actually happened. And this comes from BBC News. In a German court rules that hangovers are considered an illness. So according to the article, a German court has ruled hangovers are an illness in a case against the maker of an anti-hangover drink. The firm was taken to court in Frankfurt after being accused of making illegal health claims about its anti-hangover shots and drinks powders. In its ruling, the court said illnesses include even small or temporary changes to the body's normal state. Food products, including drinks, cannot be marketed as being able to prevent or treat illness. By an illness, this is a definition from the court in the ruling, by an illness, one should understand even small or temporary disruptions to the normal state or normal activity of the body. This, it said, includes the tiredness, nausea, and headaches commonly associated with hangovers.
These people are my heroes.
God bless these
like,
German
ask
courts.
Ask anyone that's ever had a hangover, like they will attest it is an illness.
Now, God bless these German courts. Like Germans are famous for beer and brats, right? I mean, those are the food the food of Oktoberfest. So I can imagine there's going to be a lot of call outs during that month. You know, I mean, what would you do at that point? Do you call in drunk? Be like, oh, I can't come in. I'm drunk.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over too well with your boss.
Really? At least not in America. But, you know, they can't fire you for it.
Does this mean I can use my sick time when I have a hangover?
Oh, that would be beautiful. I'm thinking of all the possibilities.
Well, I mean, it's like people that take off the day after Super Bowl because they know that they're going to go a little too hard.
Yeah, I mean, even businesses would be able to predict, like, after major sporting events, the next day, you're going to have a major set of call-outs because people are calling in drunk or calling in with hangovers, you know? I don't know.
I mean, if that's the case, I was ill this morning.
Does this count for people that work from home?
You know, nobody's going to know if you maybe start your day a little later.
I think I saw something online is if you're in a Zoom interview, you know, and you have like a cup in your hand that you drink coffee from, like a coffee cup or anything like that, and you sip it slowly, nobody knows if that's coffee or whiskey. There's a life hack for you guys.
I feel like that only works if you're one of those people that can drink straight liquor and not have a face afterwards. Like, if you're grimacing after you take a sip of your coffee, I think they'll be a little suspicious.
You're like, what's wrong with you? Oh, it's a little hot. It was a little hot.
It's bitter.
Well, this next story, Bailey, you know, I feel like half of our stories that we're ever going to talk about on this show are going to come from the Los Angeles area. This one is
There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on here.
This one is no exception. Six people are arrested for altering the Hollywood sign to read Holly Boob. This comes from the website NBCLosAngeles.com. Says a half a dozen people were taken into custody Monday shortly after police said they altered the W and D in the Hollywood sign to make the famous landmark read Holly Boob. The group affixed large apparent tarps to the sign to change the letters, according to the sergeant on duty. He said that participants told an officer they did so to raise awareness of breast cancer. The officer said they didn't commit any permanent damage. This isn't the first time something like this has happened. That's the thing. The Hollywood sign has been altered before.
People sure do love to mess with our beloved sign.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't remember what it has been altered to before, but not too long ago, it was, in fact, probably, I want to say a year, maybe a year and a half, which kind of raises the question, is there any security Is there anybody that's like watching out for the sign? Or, you know, are you able to just walk right up to it?
I've never actually been up there. I believe you can get fairly close. But I do think that there's like a fence all around the area. So you would have to like hop that fence in order to get up there.
Well, I guess if you're intent.
I just pulled up old pictures of the Hollywood sign being altered. And I think the one you might be thinking of is Hollyweed.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that looks like that was in 2017.
Fun stuff. I wonder if there's going to be an increase in security around the area now.
I mean, it's been altered enough in the past. You'd think if they were going to do it, it would be there already.
So this next news story really worked out for the guy involved, not so much for the people that were supposed to be watching him, but a Florida inmate mistakenly released from jail on his birthday. And guess what? They're still looking for him.
Why does the crazy shit always happen in Florida?
So the authorities are searching for a 52-year-old inmate mistakenly released from jail in Miami. Eduardo Cabana was freed in air on Monday, which was also his birthday, the Miami-Dade Corrections and Rehabilitation Department said. Jail officials said they didn't know how the error occurred. He was put in jail on multiple charges, including obstruction by a disguised person. Wow, that's going to work out real well in his favor this time. Shooting or throwing a deadly missile, and criminal mischief. He was also being held without bond on a probation warrant, record show. So they're hoping to find him as soon as possible. They encourage people that have been in contact with him, you know, to call 911.
I guess that's like the best birthday this guy's ever had.
Yeah, no joke.
But like, seriously, how does this kind of accident happen? Like, were they going to a prison birthday list and they got it mixed up with the inmates to be released list?
Yeah, I mean, isn't there, there's a process. They don't just unlock the jail cell and let people go. No, there's a process to being released.
Yeah, like you get your belongings processed. Back, you get thrown out the door.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen enough episodes of White Collar to know what actually goes on, you know? So, So yeah, I mean, they had to be like, oh, you're Eduardo Cabana, and they'd be like, and he's like, yeah, I am, you know, and like you said, he gets everything back. He gets to, you know, go outside. Everybody opens the door for him, and you know, there's usually somebody waiting for him. I'm curious. They just let this guy go, and he walked away. And with him having a history of disguising himself or disguising people around him, I don't think it's going to be too hard for this guy to disappear.
Yeah, he's probably in the wind and counting his lucky stars.
I really hope that he doesn't hurt anybody while he's out. And if so, that opens up another can of worms to who else could be liable for any kind of action that he takes, any kind of law that he breaks while he's out.
Oh, I'd hate to be the person that made that mistake.
Well, speaking of mistakes, this next guy, he decides, okay, so guy in Oregon, get this, he steals a car with a child in the back seat, and he realizes, oh crap, I have somebody back here. I have a kid in the back seat. And this is according to Yahoo News. The guy comes back to where he took the car from and lectures the mom about parenting. You can't make this stuff up, folks. He lectured the mother for leaving the child in the car and threatened to call the police on her. What else can you say? Like, what else can you say? Okay, so a couple of things here. The mother left the car unlocked and went inside the grocery store to buy a gallon of milk and some meat. Look, why didn't you take the kid with you? I'm not going to side with the thief on this one, but he does make a good point. Like, why would you leave your kid in the car?
I mean, like, maybe the kid was sleeping, mom didn't want to bother, or maybe they were sick and they weren't feeling well. Like, I'm sure there's a litany of reasons as to why this could have happened. But leaving the car running and unlocked is a little questionable, especially when your child is in the car.
I mean, you might be able to do that in a small town, but I mean, very, very small town, like where it's just not even a stoplight in that town. But
Where everyone knows each other.
Yeah, pretty much. But I feel like if you do it anywhere else, it's, I mean, shoot, I would even be hesitant to do it at that point. But yeah, it's like, why not take the kid with you? I mean, I get it. Maybe you don't want to go through the hassle of, you know, getting the stroller or getting the car seat out or spending more time, you know, just trying to get everything together just to get in, have to carry everything and then worry about the kid. At that point, just why didn't you leave him at home with somebody else if that was an option? We don't know the case of why this parent decided to leave their child in the car, but we do know that she probably won't do it again.
Oh, and we've got a high and mighty criminal on our hands here. I think the best part about this story is that he goes back to return the child, scolds the mother, obviously, and then drives off in the car that he just stole. Like, he doesn't even return the car. He returns the kid and keeps the car.
What are people thinking nowadays? Actually, that's kind of one of the
stories. Everybody has that crazy COVID brain.
It's the story that actually makes you go, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, that is quite literally what the show was built around.
All right, moving on to our next segment in the spotlight. Today, we're going to talk about sleep. Now, Bailey, you and I had an interesting discussion a few days ago about getting to sleep at a reasonable time. Why is it important to get a restful night's sleep? And have you been successful at it?
I feel like for the most part, I don't do bad. And for me personally, it's important to get good sleep because if I don't, then I'm really crabby. And like with all these extra hours I've been working at work, like I don't need to be crabby. Like I don't want to bite anyone's head off for asking a dumb question because I get a million of those every single day. So, you know, like I just want to be the best version of myself that I can be. And that involves getting sleep so that I feel rested and ready to tackle my day.
So what are some of the best practices for getting to sleep early? Are there any rituals that you go through before you go to sleep? Is there something that you have to do? Is there a drink you have to have? Do you have to eat something? Do you have to scroll through TikTok? What is your routine like whenever you get ready to go to bed?
Oh, well, it's definitely not scrolling through TikTok because if I start that, that's like a couple hours long process. Like you just keep going and going and then it's like, wait, what time is it? So that's like a first thing in the morning kind of deal. I don't feel like I have any rituals per se. I mean, like I get ready for bed. So I wash my face and take off my makeup and brush my teeth. But other than that, you know, it kind of just varies. Some nights I watch television before I go to sleep, or some nights I lay in bed and read a book. Like it really just depends on my mood for the day. What about you?
Well, I guess I have to watch something because that's my way of winding down. That's my way of my brain not focusing on, you know, other things. It's because if I don't have anything on, if I'm not listening to something, if I'm not actively fidgeting with something, I'm not going to shut my mind off. I'm going to continue to think about things that I have to do. And before I know it, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I have to be up in 2 hours or I have to listen to something. Most of the time I watch the TV, I'll put it on sleep mode and I'll doze off to an episode of whatever I'm watching on Netflix or Hulu or something like that. Now, some of the best practices for getting to sleep early or kind of just winding down, number one, you can turn off all electronic devices or use a bedtime mode on your devices. That includes iPads, iPhones, e-readers, things like that. You can use melatonin, which is something that I use. I may use a heavier dose than what is recommended. I'll usually use about 15 milligrams of melatonin in a chewable tablet. And that helps you stay asleep. Once you get to sleep, it'll keep you asleep. Or you can do soft music or sounds. I heard white noise is really good and really soothing. It helps your mind really wind down. or even a guilty pleasure to help you wind down, like alcohol or TV or something else to kind of occupy your mind to help you just kind of focus on resting and getting a restful night's sleep. Why is getting on a set schedule so important? Well, at least for me, I wake up feeling refreshed, ready to go. I have more energy throughout the day. I have sharper mental clarity, which leads to better focus on tasks that I'm doing. And I also don't feel like I lose my day because, you know, if I don't sleep at night, I'll end up sleeping until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. By the time I'm up and around, it's like noon. And we all know how that feels. It's like, damn. It's like, where did my day go?
Oh, I wish I had that problem. See, my issue is I can't sleep past like 7 o'clock at the latest, no matter what time I go to bed. Just like I am in the habit of waking up at 7, like maybe on a weekend I'll sleep till 8. But for the most part, like somewhere between 7 and 7:30, my body is like, it's time to be up. So if I go to bed at, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm only getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep because my body is going to wake me up at 7 no matter what.
What is the best thing to do if we get off of our schedule?
I mean, I think you just get back to it, you know, like you realize that you've strayed from your schedule and, you know, either maybe you gradually go back to it or you just instantly go back to it. But, you know, it's not, you can't make up for what you've lost. So you might as well just start anew.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, you're going to have to get back on it as soon as possible. If there's a day in the week that you're like, oh man, I stayed up till, you know, like 11:30 and you're used to going to sleep at 10, you may not feel tired whenever it comes back to that time where you have to get ready for bed and get back on your schedule. But you have to force yourself to do it because it could potentially throw off your entire week. It could throw you off, you know, for something important that you have going on later in that next day. So it's really important that you get back to it because it affects everything. I mean, it affects, like you said, Bailey, your mood. It affects your diet. It affects, you know, how we go about accomplishing tasks throughout the day. You know, if you're not, obviously you're not going to be as clear-minded getting, you know, 4 hours of sleep as opposed to 8 hours of sleep. So best thing to do is just to get right back on your schedule as soon as possible.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you are more prone to mistakes when you're tired, and at your job that might cause you to lose your job potentially. So your body recharges and heals itself overnight while you're sleeping. Like there's so many benefits to getting a good night of sleep. You are likely to weigh less if you sleep, get the recommended amount of sleep, just because your body, it's just good for your body is really what we're getting at here, is that sleep is good for you, even though I get it, it's boring. We'd much rather stay up watching television or scrolling through TikTok endlessly. But, you know, unfortunately, we're not robots that you can just put a battery in and keep going until the battery runs out and replace it instantly. So
we are not Energizer batteries. We do not keep going and going and going. No.
Yeah, I know when I get off track, like sometimes when I'm so extremely overtired because it's been like multiple days of not getting enough sleep, like I'll take a sleeping pill just to, I feel like I get that one night of like catch up, so to speak, on all of the rest that I missed. But like, that's the deepest sleep I can possibly get. So
yeah.
Yeah. If your doctor has prescribed you a sleeping pill, they're nice to take advantage of sometimes.
Do not take them in the middle of the day.
Oh God, no. And like, I know for me, I can't take a sleeping pill and then like set an alarm the next day. So like, I could never take it on a work night because if I wake up unnaturally, so to speak, like if my alarm goes off, I will be pissy all day long.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to our next segment, pet peeves. All right, Bailey, Well, this is what really grinds my gears.
Oh my gosh. When,
you know what really grinds my gears? When I get invested in a show, you know, and I get through two or three seasons and then boom, out of nowhere, it gets canceled. It pisses me off to no end. And it makes me almost want to cancel the service that I was watching the show on. It just makes me, it just, oh, I can't
not
tell you.
Not necessarily their fault, though.
I need closure.
Oh, no, I get it. This drives me crazy, too. Like, at least for one thing, like, if you started the show after it was over, it, like, you know what you're getting into and that you know you're only going to have X amount of seasons.
Right.
But I almost wish that when they were filming television that they filmed like an alternate final episode to every season that wrapped everybody's storyline up just in case they get canceled. Cause sometimes you don't know by the time you're finishing your season that you're not getting renewed for the next one.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. I've never thought of that before. You know, there's, and it wouldn't be something that's uncommon, at least not in the sense of a wrap up or anything, but there are some shows out there, in order to throw the audience off, they have recorded alternate endings to certain episodes. So mm-hmm. that's a really good point. Look, some of the shows that I've been invested in, like Designated Survivor on Netflix, I think it was originally with one of the major networks, and then it was canceled by them. Netflix picked it up for a season, and then Netflix said, no, we're not gonna renew it. That was horrible. Revolution was another show, it was, you know, about 10 years ago or so, and I think it was by the CW or maybe UPN at the time. I don't quite remember. Salvation, which was on Amazon Prime, and it still is. So in case you're trying to get invested in that, they've already canceled that, so don't even waste your time. Another one that people got really upset about was Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix. That one has been canceled. And Luke Cage was canceled as well. And there was quite a few Marvel ones in there that got canceled, but I was really invested in Luke Cage and the storyline and everything like that. I loved it to death.
I had that same feeling for Jessica Jones.
Yeah, see?
That was like my favorite show.
And then Scorpion, which was another, I think it was a Netflix series or Prime. But I got really invested in that, and it lasted maybe just a season or two, I think, if that. And then boom, that was it.
I think Scorpion was longer.
Yeah?
It started out, I believe, on CBS.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
It maybe had like 4 or 5 seasons.
So I'm okay with that.
But like my problem with that show was that the quality declined over time.
Oh.
Like the visual effects got so tacky and cheesy, like it looked like a bad action movie.
Is there an acceptable time, like an acceptable season number that would be okay to cancel? You know, you'd be like, oh, you've got your money's worth out of it, or you got your viewers worth out of it. You know, it's had its run. It's come to an end.
I don't ever feel like there's an acceptable time, because like if you love a show, you love a show. Like you never want to see that show go away. I would gladly watch 8 million seasons of Gossip Girl just to see what they're up to. Or like Mad Men or Breaking Bad. Like, you know, I get that the stories are over, but like there's still so much more we could see. Like I would watch them grow into their 80s on any one of these shows.
I know. Yeah. No, I feel the same way about How I Met Your Mother and Friends and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I could watch them forever. I'm sure the people that are well invested in Grey's Anatomy are counting their blessings right now, because that's on its like 30,000th season right now.
God, I swear it's like 21 seasons or something. I saw some post about it the other day. Like, y'all, people really watched people work in a hospital for 20 some seasons.
Or The Simpsons has been on for 31, I think. 31, I think they're going into their 32nd season. So that's pretty impressive.
I gotta
well.
Find their time machine.
Yeah, yeah, no joke. They seem to predict the future quite a bit.
I don't know how they do it.
Well, what about you, Bailey? Any pet peeves? Anything that you come across recently that just really has grinded your gears?
Oh, this is so fresh in my mind because I just did my grocery shopping today.
Uh-oh.
I cannot stand people who don't wear their mask over their mouth or over their nose. Like,
Oh.
it's not there to warm your chin. It's not there just to keep your upper lip warm. Like, it's supposed to cover your nose and your mouth. We're a year into this, people. What, how have you not learned this by now?
Yeah, that's no joke. It isn't hard. Some people that walk around, okay, I can see maybe you walk around outside and you know you're in, you're not around anybody and things like that. I can see maybe, you know, pulling it down, getting a breath of fresh air or something like that. But I mean, whenever you're around people or whenever you're in a space where there's going to be a lot of people or there's been a lot of people, like, it's not that hard to keep your mask
No,
up.
like honestly, I feel, at least for me personally, like the masks I have, they're more uncomfortable to wear them incorrectly. You know, it doesn't feel comfortable to have it under my nose. It doesn't feel comfortable to, you know, pull it down under my chin. Like, I don't even understand how people do that with their mask because that just looks like it hurts your ears to me. But
Yeah, no
I don't
joke.
know. I've never tried
Oh, you've never
it.
worn a chin
But
mask before?
no, I like to wear mine the way they're intended to be worn.
Oh, I see. I see.
But I don't understand it. Like, are you that much of a baby? You know, oh, it's difficult to breathe. Are you kidding me? I wear two masks out in public. I can breathe just fine.
Yeah, it's not it. That's a common myth. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, I've got this condition. Maybe you do, but if you have a condition, maybe you shouldn't be out in the first place. I not,
Exactly. Like, that's the
you
thing.
know.
If you have a condition where you can't wear your mask for whatever reason, like, I can't even fathom a reason, but I'm sure there are people out there who genuinely have a condition. But in that case, you probably shouldn't be going out and exposing yourself to people who aren't wearing their masks properly.
Yeah, so wear your mask properly over your mouth and
Yeah.
nose at the
We're
same
a year
time.
into this, and it would be so much better if we just listened to what the scientists told us.
Yeah. All right, let's move into a couple of recommendations that we have for y'all this week. I said y'all. Y'all, okay. Can I back up here? Because this legitimately made me go, wait, what just happened? The word y'all. Do you take any offense to the word y'all? And I'm waving my hands around like crazy here because that's how pissed off I am about this. But do you have any prejudice against the word y'all?
No, I love it. I frequently use the word y'all. In fact, I changed my phone to autocorrect to put the apostrophe in for me because it used to change it to you all. And I was like, no, I want you to put the apostrophe in and save me a little bit of effort when I'm typing out the word y'all.
So it's a word that's a staple here in the South. Y'all, meaning you all. You know, the Texans and other Southerners have their slang that they use and things like that. But okay, this got me. Somebody associated the word y'all. They're like, I don't speak Confederate language. And oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, wait, what just
Oh, I'd
happened?
have gone off.
I was like, excuse me? I couldn't say anything. I was at work. But and it was obviously you know, somebody that wasn't from this part of the country. They were from the Northeast.
Y'all
This
aren't from these parts, are you?
y'all ain't from these parts, are you? this person was from the Northeast, judging by their accent. Probably from the New England area. But they were like, yeah, I don't speak Confederate. And I was like, whoa, excuse the holy hell out of me. Like,
You just insulted anyone who uses the word y'all who
yeah.
isn't awful.
Yeah. Now, so they were walking away. I was like, y'all have a great day. Thank you. But okay, anyway, I thought I'd just, you know, kind of mention that. Let's go ahead and get into this week's recommendations. Mine this week. Comes from The Greatest Showman. It actually is. It actually is The Greatest Showman. It's a movie with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron. You can find it on most streaming services, but I believe Disney Plus is where its home is. I love it. I love everything about this movie. It's wonderful acting, wonderful dancing. It keeps you entertained. The music is just fantastic. It has a great story about overcoming adversity and things like that. And it's a real positive, feel-good movie.
You know, I've heard such good things about this movie. And, like, it's got an amazing cast. And I don't know. I never got around to seeing it when it was in theaters. But now that it's on Disney Plus, I might as well go check it out. Because,
oh my God,
there's
nothing
else to do these days in quarantine.
Please, you need to.
Yeah. It'll get added to my 8-mile long list of things to watch. My recommendation this week is also a movie. It is not on Disney Plus. It is available on video on demand, meaning you're going to have to fork over some money if you want to watch it, because it is currently in theaters where theaters are open. But it is a film called Promising Young Woman. It's about a young woman who her friend was sexually assaulted when they were in college, and it kind of just derailed her friend's whole life. They were both studying to become doctors. Long story short, they didn't become doctors because of this whole scandal that went on at their college. And she's now taken it upon herself to seek revenge on men who prey on women. So she goes to bars, pretends to be extremely drunk, gets these men to take her home or to their home, and then surprises them with the knowledge that she is not in fact drunk and that they are complete assholes.
And you can find it, where did you say?
It's on places you would purchase a movie. So, like, I bought it off of the iTunes store. I know you can rent it from Amazon right now. So I believe it's $19.99, but it is definitely worth watching. I think I watched it like 3 times in the 48-hour period that I had to watch it.
Is it a newer movie, or is there?
It is. It just came out on like Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, sometime around there.
Oh, cool!
And it's getting a lot of awards buzz.
Yeah, no, that's nice. I'm gonna have to add that to my list. Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of interesting male characters in it. Like people that you would know from watching things from your childhood, like Adam Brody and Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Like the guys that you've known as like the fun, lovable characters in other films, they are the ones that are playing the awful, terrible men in this, which really kind of like twists the whole film even more.
All right. Well, we want to get in the habit of closing out the show on a positive note. There's a lot of negativity in the world today, and anything that we can do to counteract that, we will. This week's motivational story highlights creative thinking. So, Bailey, would you mind reading the story here?
Absolutely. In a small Italian town, hundreds of years ago, a small business owner owed a large sum of money to a loan shark. The loan shark was a very old, unattractive-looking guy that just so happened to fancy the business owner's daughter. He decided to offer the businessman a deal that would completely wipe out the debt he owed him. However, the catch was that he would only wipe out the debt if he could marry the businessman's daughter. Needless to say, this proposal was met with a look of disgust. The loan shark said that he would place 2 pebbles into a bag, 1 white and 1 black. The daughter would then have to reach into the bag and pick out a pebble. If it was black, the debt would be wiped, but the loan shark would then marry her. If it was white, the debt would also be wiped, but the daughter wouldn't have to marry the loan shark. Standing on a pebble-strewn path in the businessman's garden, the loan shark bent over and picked up 2 pebbles. Whilst he was picking them up, the daughter noticed that he'd picked up 2 black pebbles and placed them both into the bag. He then asked the daughter to reach into the bag and pick one. The daughter naturally had 3 choices as to what she could have done. 1, refuse to pick a pebble from the bag. 2, take both pebbles out of the bag and expose the loan shark for cheating. 3, pick a pebble from the bag fully well knowing it was black and sacrifice herself for her father's freedom. She drew out a pebble from the bag and before looking at it, accidentally dropped it in the midst of the other pebbles. She said to the loan shark, "Oh, how clumsy of me. Never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you will be able to tell which pebble I picked. The pebble left in the bag is obviously black." And seeing as the loan shark didn't want to be exposed, he had to play along as if the pebble the daughter had dropped was white and cleared her father's debt. Moral of the story, it's always possible to overcome a tough situation with out-of-the-box thinking and not give in to the only options you think you have to pick from.
Well, it is about that time. Bailey, it has been a pleasure as always. And to all of you listening right now, whether you've been with us since the very beginning or you're just tuning in, thank you for listening. Tell a friend about Wait, What Just Happened to help us spread the word about the podcast. Chances are if they are looking to forget about the world around them for a little while, they'll love the show. And if there's anything that made you go, "Wait, what just happened?" send it in to us, wwjhpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter at wwjhpodcast and make sure you rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. Until next time, never eat yellow snow.